The answer is that among these three elements, mana, buddhi and ahamkara, the one element which can help you most is buddhi. Because buddhi is the power of discrimination. It discriminates one from the other. It will discriminate between apara and para. So, you cultivate the buddhi. That is why the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita deals with buddhi yoga. You reverse the buddhi. First of all, take hold of the buddhi. Make buddhi clear that there is a distinction between apara prakriti and para prakriti. And that this buddhi, which was concentrated upon the apara prakriti, lift it and make it concentrate upon the apara prakriti. In deeper terms, you might say that usually buddhi gets concentrated upon apara prakriti because of the tamas and rajas. Because of the power of inertia, the power of vehement pressure of action, the discriminating power of the intellect is hampered. This can be cured if you can make it sattvic. It is not very difficult to make rajas into sattva, although it is difficult for tamas, rajas and sattva to be transformed into para prakriti. But to transform rajas into sattva is much more easy. Therefore, the first prescription of the Bhagavad Gita is, and on this we shall see later on in the last six chapters, where the whole teaching is given as to what is tamas, what is rajas and what is sattva. You lift the buddhi from its tamasic and rajasic activities and make it accustomed to the activities of sattva. And what is the nature of the activity of sattva? Sattva is an activity of equilibrium. Sattva is the activity of luminosity. Sattva is the activity of happiness that does not depend upon any external object. These are three elements of sattva. Increase these three elements in your life, and then the buddhi begins to dwell upon higher objects instead of lower objects. It will discriminate much more easily the lower and the higher. In the lower, there are two great difficulties where sattva is less dominant and rajas and tamas are more predominant. This is ahambhava and manas. Manas and ahambhava are much more entangled into tamas and rajas. Ahambhava is either tamasic, lethargic, or highly rajasic, in which self-will is predominant. Manas is chanchalam. It is extremely vivacious, extremely unstable. Now, if you read the whole of the Bhagavad Gita, you will see these elements constantly emphasized. First, we are told it is by attachment that you get hooked. And by attachment, we mean exclusive concentration of consciousness. Secondly, we are told that you should get over the tamas and rajas and enter into sattva. And then you should use intellect or buddhi as your instrument for doing it. And you are told that there are two elements which are very powerfully attached to sattva, to rajas and sattamas, and that is chanchalam manaha, the vivacious, restless mind, and ahambhava, which is either tamasic or rajasic predominantly. Free the ahambhava from the tamas and rajas, make the mind as stable as possible, and in order to make the mind stable, a very special procedure has been prescribed in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Dhyana Yoga, that if you find that the mind is very difficult to control, then a special method of Dhyana Yoga is given. You apply that method if you find it very difficult. It's not absolutely necessary for everybody. It is not that everybody's mind is as vivacious as it could be. There are certain minds which are inborn more stable, more capable of equilibrium, more capable of luminosity. They do not require the special kind of treatment which is prescribed in the 6th chapter. But if you still find that mind is very, very restless, then you apply the procedure given in the 6th chapter. As far as ahambhava is concerned, the entire 3rd chapter, where Sri Krishna says that it is in the field of action, either tamas or rajas become very powerful. And it is there the sense, I am the doer, I am the doer, I am the doer, becomes very predominant. Therefore Sri Krishna says that in order to cure this, realize that you are not the doer. Realize that all action proceeds from the Supreme Lord, and offer your action as not yours, but as offering to the Supreme Lord. It is by this means that the ahambhava will be greatly weakened. Now these are the special methods which are remedies which are given, by which the jiva, the purusha status of which has become hooked to these three elements, gradually it will be lifted out.